Harrogate Hypnotherapy on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Now on the Health and Wellbeing Show, I'm very pleased to say I'm joined in the studio by Heather and John from Harrogate Hypnotherapy. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
How are you both? You well?
Very well, thank you.
Now, interesting reading recently. Picked up a copy, I think we'll mention the newspaper. It was the Daily Mail. And there was an article about a little topic that you've spoken to us on before, that being BWRT. Now, you noticed this, and we thought this would be a useful opportunity to have a bit of a catch-up and a bit of a reminder about what BWRT is and why it's got people talking.
Yeah, BWRT is a form of psychotherapy, and it has the potential of helping people with all sorts of different issues. The article you mentioned in the Daily Mail was regarding a woman with a severe bird phobia. And in just one session, she managed to resolve it. And this is something that we've seen ourselves with clients. In fact, the last talk we did here on BWRT actually had a demonstration of resolving a needle phobia. And again, that was just one session. So BWRT can be a very fast and effective way of helping with all sorts of things. In a simple phobia, then quite often one session is all that is needed. And it doesn't really matter how long the phobia has been going on for, because there's no such thing as time in the brain. All we need to take into account is how somebody wants to feel instead of the way they currently feel. And providing they can do that, we have the potential of helping somebody overcome all sorts of different issues. So not just phobias, but anxieties, fears, stress, any negative feeling that they could potentially have as a result of a trigger situation.
It's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it, BWRT?
It
does stand for something slightly longer, though. Do you know what the what it stands for?
Brain working recursive therapy.
So, okay, BWRT perhaps easier to say than that.
Yes.
How does it work, though? What does it involve?
Well, it works on what is referred to as the hind brain. And the way the human brain developed, it developed in stages, into three major stages. And the first two stages of those are very reactive. And then the final stage is the thinking part of the brain. So when you get any inputs into the brain, it goes through the reactive part through into the thinking part. And there's a time delay. So any with something like a phobia, for example, you know, you might see a bird or think of a bird or, you know, see a picture of a bird, and immediately your instinctive reactions kick in before you get to the thought of thinking, well, this sparrow's not actually going to do me any harm.
Yeah.
You've already started reacting. And the way BWRT works is to actually work on that first part of the brain, freeze the reaction in its, and then replace it by the process we go through with a more beneficial reaction, a more healthy reaction to that particular stressor.
Everything that goes on inside your brain is connected to everything else.
Yeah.
So it depends on how complex an issue is. Let's take fear of flying for an example. There's a lot of people have come to see me for fear of flying, but I've never actually met anybody with an actual fear of flying.
Right.
It's quite often...
Explain what you mean by that.
Okay. Well, if a plane is in the air, then there's nothing really to be afraid of if the plane is flying. What normally happens is that somebody is actually afraid of something else. So they might be claustrophobic. They might not like confined places. They might be afraid of being ill. They might be afraid of crashing. That's another fear altogether. They might not want to be with the person that they're with. They might not want to be at the final destination. So there are all sorts of potential contributing factors towards a fear.
Mm.
Okay, and it's essential that we get to the cause of what is going on. When you do, then it can be resolved relatively easily.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of BWRT, is that we take the worst memory of something happening. And the worst memory, your brain always takes the worst memory of something happening to create your current response. Imagine there's two animals inside your brain. Imagine you've got a lizard and a monkey inside your brain. Okay? And the first animal that gets the message of what's going on outside is the lizard. And if the lizard finds a threat, it'll run away because it's only concerned with your survival. And later on, your monkey might get the message and it'll want to do something different. And so that can cause conflict. Yeah, but the lizard will always take priority. Right. So if the lizard has learned anything regarding the situation in your life experience, then you will try and avoid it in order to keep yourself safe. Right. Now, your lizard analyses a threat on a scale of zero to death. Yeah, and that might sound extreme, but that is true. So quite often, certainly in the case of a phobia, a lizard has assessed the threat level as being higher than it actually is. But once it's learned that, it'll just continue through life with that information. It'll work in black and white. Doesn't judge whether it's a good thing or bad thing to do, right or wrong. It'll just do it to keep you safe. So that's what BWRT does. It helps teach your lizard a better way of being. And as long as you know what that is that you want to feel instead, then we can help your lizard learn that in a very short space of time. And also it's a very private form of therapy. By private, we mean that most of the time we don't need to talk at length about things or even know why things happened in the first place. Many therapies require you to go back and find what we call an initial sensitizing event, which is what set it off in the first place. We don't need that with BWRT. It's just purely concentrating on how you feel now and how you'd like to feel instead.
You run a BWRT coaching program as well. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
We run a BWRT coaching program. It's called BWRT Inspirational Coaching. And there are many coaching methods out there. The beauty of the BWRT coaching method is that as well as being a very robust form of coaching and helping people to establish where their goals are, what their priorities are, where they'd like to be in life, whether that's in business life, personal life, or even weight management, we can help them to do that. But we can also help them to remove any obstacles that are in the way. So unlike some forms of coaching, we are able to reduce the fears. So for example, if somebody wanted to go for promotion, but they were fearful of traveling, which might be a requirement of the job, we could actually reduce the fear of traveling to enable them to reach their goals and therefore reach their full potential.
It's a fascinating approach, and the concept of the lizard, I think, will stick with us. It's a highly recognisable and understanding metaphor, really useful. If people want to find out more about this form of treatment, where should they go?
The best way to contact us is via our website, which has all of our telephone numbers and email addresses and a contact form. It's at www.harrogatehypnotherapy.co.uk.
Okay. Thank you to you both for talking through that again and refreshing us on this. Of course,
you
heard it here first on the Health and Wellbeing Show, but you may have seen this article, and it's a really fascinating topic, so I do advise you to find out more. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Harrogate Hypnotherapy on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.